Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about finding joy. As we are focusing this month on spring cleaning, what would bring you joy once you've decluttered? Learn tips to find your joy.
Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., hear easy to implement tips on decluttering all areas of your life, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic. Learn how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie is passionate about supporting people in clearing clutter so they can share their gifts with the world and live a more joyful and fulfilling life.
When I first started this podcast, the name came to me quite easily. I had been doing Reawaken Your Brilliance for 3 years and felt it was time for the next adventure. Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out popped into my head and began to take hold in June of 2014. The tagline, "For a more joyful and fulfilling life," also plopped right into my brain. Usually I might mull something over, sleep on it, weigh the pros and cons, but this was so strong and complete, I knew I had found my podcast name and tagline. I support people in clearing clutter so they can create more joy in their lives. But sometimes people struggle with what brings them joy. Maybe they have had clutter so long in their lives they can't even see beyond that to focus on what makes them happy. Or perhaps when they were younger, they were told what they should like and had their activities chosen for them and never really were able to explore what brought them joy. How to find joy? If you don't know what brings you joy, how do you find it? Here are some suggestions. Go back to your childhood. What did you enjoy doing? Use those as starting points and see if it is something you would like to explore now. I used to love to walk behind the hill on our house as a child. I love hiking and do it almost weekly with my husband. Have you heard yourself say, "I want to do this someday"? Keep a running list when you find yourself thinking or saying this. Next, make that someday now. Begin to explore. Maybe something you thought would be fun isn't. That's okay. Keep looking. Make it a game and have fun. If you aren't sure if something would bring you joy, how does it feel when you think about it? Does it feel light? Do you get excited when you think about it? If so, give it a shot. If it feels heavy or not right, then pass. Be open that that feeling might change in the future. Ask your friends that to you look joyful on a regular basis. What do they do? How do they find their joy? Consider creating a group to explore finding joy together. With social media, you can meet a variety of people both locally and out of your area. Challenge each other to come up with ways and activities you can explore either individually or as a group. Schedule joy. Once you have figured out what brings you joy, schedule time to make it happen. Remember, when we reduce clutter, it allows us to concentrate on what is important and what brings us joy. We often live our lives on autopilot, scheduling what needs to be done, but not what makes us happy. If you have to put off laundry or the dishes, do it. Give yourself a chance to experience joy and happiness. If you aren't sure what brings you joy, then schedule time to explore potential interest.
Do you declutter and then in no time you find yourself surrounded by clutter again? Have you tried to let go of your clutter but just don't know how? Are you stuck when it comes to releasing clutter? Our Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, Releasing and Affirming MP3s support you in all areas of your life, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Joy robbers. Is there someone in your life that robs you of your joy? When you express a passion or interest, do they immediately put it down? We have all heard, artists can't make enough to live on. Do they poo-poo your talents? You are too short to be a model. If people aren't sharing in your enthusiasm, then you may need to rethink your relationships. I have learned who my inner circle is and whom I share my joy with. Sometimes you have to censor yourself if it is a relationship you need to keep, like with a family member. Now ask yourself if you are a joy robber. If you were making cookies with a young child and they made a mess, would you focus on that or bring it back to the joy of making cookies together? Do you support people and tell them to go for it and they can do it? Or do you come up with reasons why it isn't a good idea? Be a joy supporter, not a joy robber. Sometimes it really is the little things. I used to think that life was centered around these big moments of joy. Think Oprah, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car. As I've gotten older, I have found that small things really do bring me joy. We adopted another cat, and it has taken a while for Joey and Antonio to integrate. The first time they sniffed noses without hissing or growling, I thought I was going to faint. I was so happy. And the first time we all napped together, you would think I won the lottery. I told anyone who listened how happy I was that cats had started to move in the right direction. If you are struggling to find joy, try and focus on something small. Maybe you find looking at art makes you happy, which may lead you to take a painting class and discover an untapped talent. Or a child's smile might warm your heart and lead you to finding a job working with kids. I have also found that joy does not have to be this intense emotion. While my joy with the cats was very emotional, joy is also a feeling of contentment for me. Reading the Sunday paper with my husband brings me joy, but not the kind that gets me dancing. Please share what joy you find. I would love to hear. Takeaways from today's podcast. If you don't know what brings you joy, start exploring. Look to your childhood, people you consider joyful, things that always looked interesting to you. Make time to practice what brings you joy or schedule time to explore what you think would make you happy. Don't forget the small things. They can bring you a lot of joy. Find some joy, go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Thanks for listening to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 clutter-free living tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's services, including coaching, classes, affirmations, aromatherapy, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course and more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.